Here we are. I wish I were retired like Big Fatty, but the way the market has been, that's never going to happen. So anyway, let's see. What did I want to talk about today? You know, it's been kind of an okay time here.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I wish Big Fatty retired. That's never going to happen.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3747 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 15th of June, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we might have some voice letters. Big Fatty! Tappas, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, the chicken's back. It's true. As opposed to Puffin' Billy. Well, that's the music, Puffin' Billy. What are you today? Toe Tappas, because, y'all, I hope that the Captain Kangaroo music gets your toe tapping, because y'all, you know, as the Weather Rat says here in Charleston, if you stand on your tippy toes on Wednesday, you can almost see the weekend. I know, Big Fatty, I'm going to choke this chicken. Oh, Big Fatty Vulcan. Hi, everyone. Let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, what happened? Oh, the Nep was here. And, as he was leaving, he had a story for me. You know, he had the dental gardening story the day before, or on yesterday's little show, and y'all, he told me, as I was just finishing up, I had to stop for a second, and but he told me, y'all, on I guess it was Sunday night, y'all, the city of Upchuck, North Charleston, Upchuck, is celebrating its 50th year of incorporation, and y'all, it was the 50-fest, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar, over the weekend, and the big hoop-de-doo was on Saturday, and then on Sunday night, y'all, they had some sort of fireworks, some pyrotechnics, if you will, I heard them going off, but y'all, I didn't get up and go outside and look at them, but the Nep did. And y'all, so he was out on his porch watching the fireworks, and y'all, all of a sudden, there were bats. You know, we have some bats here in the area. Big Fatty, are they in the belfry? Well, they weren't on Sunday night, but they were flying around, and y'all, all of a sudden, one of them hit the Nep in the head, y'all, he was shooing it away, and y'all, he says it was clenched to his hiya, and he was, oh, 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 and you're screaming like Mr. Cackle when he finds a good deal at the Big Lots, but he runs out into his yard. Oh! And y'all, a neighbor, she comes running over. She goes, "What's wrong? What's happening? Are you okay?" He says, "I've got a bat in my hair," and she goes, "Oh, there's nothing in your hair." "Oh, well, there was." And she goes, "Oh, okay. Well, you have a nice evening." So y'all, of course, he had to go in the house because he knew that the bat had infected his bloodstream or whatever. Because, you know, who knows? Who knows what the bats will do? And he went in there and he washed his hair and everything and all this. And y'all, then in typical Nip fashion, you know, he had that tooth extraction, and y'all, all of a sudden, the tooth, the hole the tooth was in started to hurt. And y'all, he is convinced that he is now going to grow fangs like the vampire bats. Y'all, you can't make this shit up. You just cannot make this shit up. But anyway, y'all, a couple of things from yesterday that I didn't get to. Y'all, you know, I talked to the folks at the TiVo about being able to transfer programs from my old TiVo machine to my new one. Well, y'all, I got the e-letter from them. It says, "Oh, Big Fatty, we have completed the necessary whatever so you can transfer it." Y'all, they had it so I could transfer from one of my old machines that is no longer active, instead of the two that are active. So they've got to go back and redo it again. I figured it out for them and told them what they needed to do. Because, you know, when it comes to technology, you know, there's really only one little show that has a technology segment. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it. The Big Fatty Online Technology segment brought to you by Dubious Intent. Check them out, dubiousintent.com. So y'all, after I told the good folks in IT over there at the TiVo what they needed to do, y'all, a package arrived at the villa. Y'all, I had ordered a remote a keypad lock that connected to my Nest system, you know, with the cameras and the thermostat and all that kind of stuff. And so y'all, I unpacked it all and everything, and y'all, I looked at the instructions, and y'all, Big Fatty was real proud of himself. Y'all, I took the old lock deadbolt off of the door, the front door of the villa, and y'all, I installed the new deadbolt and the panel, the touchpad panel on the outside, and the mechanical part on the inside. You had to connect them all up and everything, and then screw it all in and all, and then put the batteries in and program it. Y'all did it without a problem. Absolutely no problem at all. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how successful that I was installing my new lock. And y'all, it works perfect. I've got to figure out what features I'm going to use and not use. There's one feature that when it's unlocked, when you unlock it, you can tell it to automatically relock after a minute. And I don't think I'm going to do that one just because, you know, Big Fatty likes to... Yes, Big Fatty, you like to leave the door unlocked for the gentleman callers. It's true. y'all, and speaking of that, my muscly gentleman caller, Harry Carter, I lost my phone, and... And no, my phone fell. It went swimming. And I lost a lot of information. Give me your cellular telephonic device number. I said, thank you for calling. So, y'all, I expect he might be stopping by sometime this week. Yes, Big Fatty. And, but, y'all, after, you know, the nip was in when we finished recording, y'all, we were sitting out and just chitter-chatting, y'all, then in walks young Nicholas. Y'all, he got off Big Fatty. We don't need to hear about him getting off. It's just, you know, it's just young people do that. They just can't keep the hands off themselves. He got off work. Oh, well, that's very different. And so he stopped by, and we had a nice little visit, and then the two of them left, and I had me a garden salad for my supper. And what else did I do? Oh, I watched the Atlanta Braves. Y'all, they were in a rain delay there for a while. Y'all, by the way, are you watching the Jeopardy? There's a new guy on there. Y'all, he's a meteorologist. He evidently studies meteors. And so he's been he's qualified for the Tournament of Champions. And but y'all, he's I wasn't so sure about him to begin with, but I've grown to like him. And Big Fatty, you say that about every new winner, but I probably do. But anyway, the weather delay was going on the TV machine, and y'all, I decided that I was gonna do some work on The Cruise of a Lifetime in August. Yes, Big Fatty!
It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update!
And y'all are our check-in date. It's a little bit different since it's an Atlantis charter. But our check-in date with Royal Caribbean starts on July the 6th. So, y'all, I've been sending some e-letters to everybody going in our group saying, hey, you know, set you up an account and at the Royal Caribbean and sign up for the rewards program and all this. And you can go in there and you can, there are some excursions that are available and some dining packages that are available. They don't have a cocktail package on the Royal Caribbean for the gay cruises because, y'all, they'd lose money. But anyway, y'all, I tried to sign up for different things and I was having trouble. And, y'all, I think the problem was that the day we are in Turkey was the only crew excursion you could sign up for was from Mykonos, and that didn't work. So, anyway, Big Fatty, you've run out of music. And y'all, y'all then on two, I say Tuesday morning, y'all, I noticed that it says, the coupons, the discount coupons are expiring tomorrow, meaning today, the 15th. And y'all, I panicked because I was going to miss out on a coupon. It's like I had a bat in my hair or something like that. I was going to have to run out in the front yard and yell, I've lost the coupon, but I didn't want to do that. So, y'all, I called up, I was able to do some things. I was able to sign up. I signed up for the tour of the ship, and for, it's called the Taste of Royal or something like that lunch, and it's a sampling from all the specialty restaurants. So I signed up for that because I wanted to try that. And signed up for the inner tube package, but y'all, I couldn't get the dining packages to work, and I couldn't get the different excursions I wanted to do to work. And so, y'all, I called up, and it was just a nice lady that tried to help me. And, y'all, she was having the same problem that I was. And so, they gave me a case number, and they said, Big Freddy, we don't know why it's fucking up, but we will guarantee your coupon prices because you've attempted to purchase them prior to the event and before the coupon expired. So, y'all, that was good. So, y'all, I've talked to everybody going on the cruise and told them what I was going to sign up for and all this kind of stuff. And, y'all, it just didn't happen. And I just said, you know what? I wonder if I, because I had put several things in my cart, as they say. I said, I wonder if I could sign up for these individually. And so, y'all, I went in and I put in the first excursion in Santorini and took it. Took my money like there was no tomorrow. And I signed up for the one in what's that place called? I don't remember, but it's Vesuvius, not Vesuvius. It's Pompeii. Santorini and stuff like that. I don't remember exactly which stop it is. And it took that no problem. And Granny had told me he'd like to do that Taste of Royal also, so I was able to sign him up. And y'all, then I tried the three specialty restaurant dining package, and I was able to sign everybody up for that. I just paid for it ahead of time, and they'll just pay me back since I could get the coupon at that time. And y'all, I went to sign up for the one for the Mykonos, and y'all, it was listed under Turkey, the day after Mykonos, it was listed under Turkey, and I think that was the one that was the problem, because I went to sign up for it, and it wouldn't do it. And so, y'all, they'll probably figure it out that Mykonos is not in Turkey. And they'll probably redo it. But, y'all, I've signed up for as much as I can right now. And, you know, they'll be adding other excursions and everything as time goes on. Because, you know, there's always some sort of special bobo honking excursion. Big Fatty, you mean a walking tour with Miss Richfield 1981. Well, that would be lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, I'm still having problems with my newspapers. Didn't get a paper on Tuesday either. And y'all, I was on hold Tuesday morning for 30 minutes and I finally just hung up. Called back about 11:30, nice guy answered at that time. I told him the problem. He says, Big Freddy, we will credit you for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and we'll make sure you get your vacation packet of papers, and I'm going to credit you for these 3 days you didn't get your paper. It's clearly a delivery issue. So, y'all, hopefully I'll have a paper for hump day, and then y'all did my morning nipple walk. Y'all, it's hot. Y'all, is going to 99 today. Would have tied a record. I don't know if we make it or not, but y'all came back, got my share, had a little lunch, and now I am recording the little show, and that has been my day. I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. looked at the Von's East ad. I don't think I'm going to pick anything up because, you know, we leave on Saturday morning going down to Anna Maria Island down there on the west coast, the best coast of Florida. And with Olive and the Nip and Flo and one of her friends. So, y'all, we'll have to shop down there. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Laughing Buddha. And Laughing Buddha, what is your best dream?
I wish Big Fatty retired. That's never going to happen.
Oh, you never know. Well, he'll probably just die at the micro-hoist. Big Fatty, we hope.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.